It's Tuesday of Holy Week. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Santa Prisca on the Aventine Hill is our Roman station today. The identity of St. Prisca is uncertain. One tradition claims that she is identical with Priscilla, who is mentioned in the New Testament. Another, that she was the daughter of Aquila and Priscilla. Acts 18 says that when he was in Corinth, St. Paul stayed with Aquila and Priscilla, Jewish Christians, exiled from Rome. He was with them again in Ephesus after they moved. They returned to Rome at some point, and Paul sends his greetings to them there in Romans 16. The tradition claims that today's station church was their house. It could be, however, that Prisca was a 13-year-old Prisca of noble birth, baptized by Peter, who was sent to the lions. Pious legend says the lions just licked her feet, so they cut off her head. No private house has been found beneath the church, but they did find a shrine to Mithras. The first documentary evidence of the church is from 489. The titular cardinal here is Justin Francis Regali. In the older, or extraordinary form of the Roman Rite, today we hear Jeremiah, a foreshadowing figure of the Lord's suffering. He says, "I was like a lamb led to slaughter." And then we sing the Passion according to St. Mark. Do you think that love of neighbor is not a duty for you, but an option? That it is not a law, but a piece of advice? I also truly hoped so, and was convinced of it. But I am terrified by the left hand of the divine judge, the goats, and his rebukes from his seat on the throne. They are judged and put at his feet, not because they stole, committed sacrilegious robberies, or adulterous acts, or perpetrated some other forbidden act, but because they did not take care of Christ in those in need. Therefore, if you wish to listen to me, O servants of Christ, O my brothers and fellow heirs, let us visit Christ, care for Christ, feed Christ, clothe Christ, shelter Christ, and honor Christ while we still have time, not just at table like some, not with precious oil like Mary, not just with the tomb like Joseph of Arimathea, nor with funeral ceremonies like Nicodemus, Christ's half-friend, nor with gold, frankincense, and myrrh like the wise men, as it is said. But since the Lord asks everyone for works of mercy and not sacrifice, and true goodness is greater than 1,000 fat calves, we should show him this by caring for those in need who lie prostrate on the ground this day. Gregory of Nazianzus. The Collect from the Extraordinary Form. Oremus. Omnipotens sempiterne Deus, da nobis ita Dominice passionis sacramenta per agere, ut indulgentiam per cipere mereamur. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, grant us so to celebrate the mysteries of our Lord's Passion, that we may deserve to obtain forgiveness. Through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, God, world without end. Amen.